Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joe O and Sammy P off for the Thanksgiving holiday this week alongside PJ Glasser. I'm Chris Mack. Welcome back into Bet Sweats. And yes, every Monday we got to get some things off our chest that are really eating at us from the previous weekend. We'll do that in just a moment. Plus, Jason Lockenfour at the top of the hour. We'll talk to him about everything that went down this weekend across the NFL landscape, and in the second hour as well, some Monday market moves on both the college and NFL slates for this coming massive weekend, a huge weekend of football. We'll even touch on some college hoops in the third and final hour as well, because there's a lot of it this week. But welcome back into Bet Sweats live coast to coast on the BetMGM network. PJ, I wanted to ask, before we get to our complaints, we'll do the old compliment sandwich here. We'll start with something that's more fun to discuss. You mentioned the pumpkin bread on Thanksgiving is a staple at the Glasser household. Is the pumpkin bread like put out as a snack or an appetizer before dinner? Is that the dessert? How does the pumpkin bread, or is it just an all-day affair, like a slice of pumpkin bread before dinner, a slice after, and it's just all over?
For me, it's an all-day affair. You know, it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But for most of the guests that come over, it's dessert. So that's normally how we have it. It's one of those things, Chris, where, you know, I have it every year for Thanksgiving, and I always wonder, like, why I just don't have it more. You know, like, why do I not have this, like, all the time kind of thing? But it's just like one of those things. Maybe it's just nostalgic, or like it is so good because I just have it for Thanksgiving or whatever it is. But usually, you know, my mom will make like two or three loaves, and then she'll usually just give one to me. You know, like I have my own, and then the other two go to everybody else, and it's the best. Does the Mac family have like a signature Thanksgiving dish?
No, we're pretty, you know, all the staples, you know, turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, all the regular stuff, cranberry sauce, all that. But I've often felt the same way you feel about pumpkin bread, about stuffing. Why don't we have stuffing all year? Why can't I go to a cookout in late summer, early fall, and somebody's got some brisket that's been smoking all day, or something else, and just have a side of stuffing? Why can't we do that? Why does stuffing have to get relegated to the holidays, PJ?
It's a great question. I think every year when Thanksgiving rolls around, we talk about this, and it's true. I love stuffing. It's my favorite side during Thanksgiving for sure. I'm not the biggest turkey guy, if we're being honest. Like, I'll eat it, you know, like I don't dislike it. But it's like not like you were talking about brisket, like would way prefer that to like a turkey or something. So really Thanksgiving to me is about the desserts. It's about the sides. And then I just, as a sports fan, like, again, I mean, all the sports you get, like the college sports from football and basketball, the three games that we get for the NFL. It's my favorite holiday. So I love it. Food's amazing. Stuffing's great. And, just going to eat way too much of it over the next couple of days.
Way too much. I can't wait for it. I might fast for like a day and a half just to prepare myself for Thanksgiving. Okay. Like I said, a compliment sandwich. We got the good stuff out of the way. Now it's time to find the things that are really eating at us after the weekend. PJ, I'll let you go first because I don't know how long I may go off on what I have to go off on. By all means, your item for Case of the Mondays. Get us started.
Yeah, look, this whole Lane Kiffin situation is really bothering me, and I feel for these Ole Miss kids, and I feel for the fans of Oxford, right? Chris, they've never been to the college football playoff. They've never been to an SEC championship game. They have a chance. Now, they need some help to make it to the SEC championship, win an SEC championship, but they have a chance to do all these things that the school has never done, and yet all these people are worrying about is who their coach is going to be for next season. And with Kiffin being the way that he is and always being smug and always poking fun, you know, at his fan bases and the other fan bases, you can never just get a direct answer. You can never feel at ease. So it sucks that these people, they have a 10-1 football team. They're playing their biggest rival this weekend in the Egg Bowl. They have a chance to go to the playoff, a chance potentially to go to the SEC championship game. And all they're worried about is if Lane Kiffin's going to coach their team next year. And not only if he's going to coach their team, but he's likely going to another team within their own conference, right? So you're going to have to see this guy, you know, maybe every year, every other year, depending on how the schedules shake out. So I'm sure everybody saw the reports that LSU willing to offer him $90 million. It looks like he's definitely very interested. He had a conversation with the Ole Miss athletic director who said he was going to come out after the Egg Bowl and make a statement. Like, the way that they're handling all this, Chris, if I was an Ole Miss fan, I would be furious. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the Kevin Willard Maryland situation that we had in March Madness, right? Where the Terps are going through this run. You have Derek Queen have this incredible buzzer beater against Colorado State. And all we're hearing is, oh, Willard's going to take the Nova job. Like, as soon as the season, like, he doesn't even want to be here. Like, it just sucks when this kind of stuff happens. Obviously, when you're Virginia Tech and you don't have a coach and you can go after James Franklin, totally fine. But when this stuff happens with these teams, and especially when your team has a chance to win the, you know, make it to the playoff and accomplish all these things, it sucks. I feel for Ole Miss fans that they got to deal with all this Kiffin drama.
Yeah, I don't traditionally side with the folks that bemoan the wild, wild west nature of college athletics at this point because the money drives it and the money is what it is. But there really need to be better constructed guardrails on both coach and player movement around the way the season is actually structured now. Because as soon as we get beyond the regular season finale this weekend for most teams, there's going to be even more activity. It will only pick up as far as players hitting the portal, teams who are without coaches losing players. No, I'm not just talking about my alma mater, Penn State. But it opens it up all over the country, and it does sort of worm its way in to, like you said, a playoff team, a team with a shot to go to the SEC championship game, worrying not just if their coach will be coming back next year, but if he'll even be around to coach them in the playoff, which is just wild to think about. For what it's worth, I do think LSU will throw as much money as they have to at Kiffin to get him to come to Louisiana, and if nothing else, sorry, Ole Miss fans, entertainment value will be there for the rest of us to watch Lane Kiffin and the governor of Louisiana spar in the media openly for the next 2 or 3 years or however long that marriage lasts. I don't think it'll be much longer than that. So the entertainment factor is there, if nothing else. You're right, though. For the kids actually on the team, for the players, for the fans, it's a tough watch over these last couple of weeks, especially going into the Egg Bowl this weekend. All right, I got to get this off my chest. The Pittsburgh Steelers. PJ, you happen to be a Ravens fan. I happen to be a Steelers fan. And we talked about before the show started. We all saw this coming with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Even when they were 4-1 and the Ravens seemed to be spiraling out of control, Lamar Jackson was out for who knew how long, the Ravens were still the favorites to win the AFC North. The markets could see it. Bettors could see it. Fans could see it. The only people that seemingly couldn't see that freight train barreling towards them were Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers. They lose in Chicago yesterday. The Ravens win at home, and now they sit tied atop the AFC North 6-5. Currently, the Ravens have the tiebreaker. So the Steelers have gone from 4-1 to outside of the AFC playoff picture looking in. They still do play each other twice down the stretch. Those will be massive, massive games. But I am here to tell you, there is not a single Pittsburgh Steelers fan on the face of the earth, myself included, who expects them to win the division. Making the playoffs is a giant question mark at this point because they still have no ability to throw the ball in the middle of the field, nor to anyone else more than 6 yards downfield aside from DK Metcalf. And it doesn't matter if it's Aaron Rodgers. It doesn't matter if it's Mason Rudolph. All that matters is Mike Tomlin's the head coach and Arthur Smith is the offensive coordinator. And they traded George Pickens for a third round pick because the players in the locker room didn't like him anymore because George was annoying. And yeah, George was annoying. He was difficult to talk to. He was a prima donna. But George Pickens is having a massive year for the Dallas Cowboys because they discovered that he knows how to run inside routes. And who would have known that George Pickens could run a slant and take the ball another 15 to 20 yards downfield? They traded George Pickens for a third round pick. They have no viable second receiving target behind DK Metcalf, who, oh, by the way, averaged 4.5 yards a reception yesterday. And not to mention on the other side of the ball,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They let Dante Jackson walk to the Chargers, signed the skeletal remains of Darius Slay, who has been a shell of his former self, and now have, I believe it's the 28th defense in the league yardage-wise, 20th points, despite spending more on their defense than any other team in the league. They are now down under a 20% chance to make the playoffs. They've got to play not just the Ravens twice. They've got to go to Detroit in a few weeks, and they host the Buffalo Bills this weekend. The Pittsburgh Steelers are the definition of insanity. They keep on doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, expecting different results, and it's not happening. This will be yet another year, close to a decade straight of not winning at least one playoff game, and Mike Tomlin continues to sit on the coolest, cushiest seat in NFL head coaching circles, which is wild to me and everybody else who is a Steelers fan, because the rest of the world continues to sing his praises. Oh, he's never had a losing season. Yeah, well, guess what? If you've got a kid younger than middle school age, he also hasn't won a playoff game in that time frame. This is a franchise that prides itself on the standard is the standard, and we compete for the title every year. Yet what are they doing? They're failing miserably down the stretch again, and if anything, we'll back into a playoff spot only to get routed in the first round. Welcome to Pittsburgh Steelers football in the year of our Lord 2025. Mediocrity reigns.
Well done. How did that feel? Let's get off your chest.
I think I'm just more mad now. Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network alongside PJ Glasser. I'm Chris Mack. The co-host of our Countdown to Kickoff, Jason LaConfora, joins us next to tell us what shocked him the most yesterday here on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.